Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is amazing when you're looking at, when you talk about the real deal, and just for our television audience, you know, we're going to bring this thing to you. I know our radio audience just heard this, but think about it. The enemy's scared of heaven.
Yeah, no doubt.
Scared of heaven. And so we want our radio audience, you're going to be hearing this a little bit, maybe a little bit more, but our television audience is going to be hearing it for the first time, and because heaven is real. I mean, think about this four-year-old boy, in this movie that's out, Heaven is for Real. I think we just saw it, you know, in the context of on the television there. But understand this, that God used a child to confirm, you know, that heaven is real, because people would have judged a older person, said they knew something. But a four-year-old doesn't know what this young man, you got to see the movie. You hadn't seen it yet. It's called Heaven is for Real. And how he begins to explain different things that only through an encounter with God could this thing have actually happened. And, you know, so I begin to think about that. I think about, you know, what do Americans think about heaven? What does Americans think about hell? And so George Barna, the Barna Group, they have a statistical survey of Americans. And guess what? In regards to heaven and hell, that 76% of Americans on the survey, 76% believe in heaven. Listen, if you really want the media mountain to go the way you want it to go, you're going to have to bring in the 76% who believe that heaven is real. It's time for the theaters to understand, you know, make movies that has to do with 76% of the nation.
That's right.
And also about the same number believe in hell. 71% believe in hell. And how many ministers, and we'll be talking in future programs, how many ministers are removing hell from their teaching, and the blood from their teaching and the cross? And it's like, that's the only way to heaven.
That's right.
You know, and because we're going to talk about this to the statistic for life after death. You know, what does the Barna Group talk about, find out in their statistical study about life after death? And 8 out of 10 Americans, John, 8 out of 10 believe in the afterlife of some sort. So they're already going in the direction of the church. All you got to do is witness to them how to get there. People are like, I'm kind of terrified. Well, 76% of the people that you're going to go in, they want to go to heaven. 76% want to go. And we're going to find out most think they are, but you can guarantee they are if you tell them how to get there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so 8 out of 10 Americans, 81% believes, according to the Barna Group, in life after death of some sort. Another 9% said life after death may exist, but only 10% say that they'll come back in some other form, maybe human. I don't know. And then the destination after death, according to the Barna Group, that most Americans do not expect to experience hell. Most Americans do not, you know, isn't that amazing? Most Americans do not expect to experience hell firsthand. Just 0.5%.
That's right.
Just 0.5%. Think about that.
Wow.
Just 0.5%.
They believe it's real. They're just not going.
Right. So the stats would say, you know, out of the 71% of Americans who believe that hell is real, only 0.5% expect to go there. You got to go see this movie.
That's pretty
It's
bad.
Important to understand. As a matter of fact, hopefully made available to you soon, is, you know, two choices, two atoms, two gates, you know, understanding heaven and how to get there.
Yeah.
Just talked about it at the VFN Dream Center, because we know how you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you don't want to guess about that. It's eternity. And then 1 in 20 adults, 5%, claim that they'll come back in some other form. That's the one. They probably come back as humans. But think about that. I mean, heaven is for real.
Right.
And so this movie, is this young boy is talking about it. And why would it be strange for believers to even think that this is an oddity?
Right.
What was interesting in this movie when you see it is that the pastor, because it's a pastor's son, had preached the gospel, but he had real difficulty in believing about heaven. How can my son have experienced heaven? It's like, that's our destiny, pastor. And that's where we're going. Right. What's that movie, Left Behind?
Yes.
The guy or the books. And the pastor is there, and the rapture takes place, yeah. and the only one left is like two men and a woman and the pastor. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Hey.
My goodness. Then there's something.
Wow.
And so this pastor is struggling, and he said, now I saw the interview, and if we had the interview, I'd play the interview for you. Maybe we'll make it available on the VFN Torch, where the pastor, the actual pastor and his son, who's now 16. Mm-hmm. Do we have Colton singing that song? Can you find that while I'm talking to you?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that he struggled with the fact is how could this be? And then he had to come to the conclusion, my son did experience something from God. And lives are changing because of it. And understand, heaven's not this other thing out here. That's where we're destined. He's preparing a new heaven and a new earth. We're going to be in the presence of God forever, where there's no shadow of turning, where there's no sickness, no disease, and no sin, none of this temptation, as Bob Jones talked about. He said there was none of these fiery darts in your mm-hmm. mind and stuff. I mean, heaven is not only for real, but heaven is awesome because God is there and Jesus is there. And the beauty, I love the way that Colton, which is the young man, now he's 16, he was trying to explain what does Jesus look like? And we'll get a picture of that and make it available for you on the VFN Torch. But he says, there's not even words to explain it. And as a matter of fact, here he is, 16 years old. You got to hear it, Colton. This is the one that the story's about, heaven is real. And of all the things that he could be saying, and we'll fade out in this, but I want you to hear all the way to the end of the program. Listen up. This is Colton. Went to heaven.
Everyone, I would like for you to welcome with me my great friend, Colton Burpo.
Truth as old as time can mend.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.